Tell me if you don't want me. Tell me that I'm too moody, boy. You better keep it 100. Tell me. Can I really leave it to you? Not trying to hear it on our touch. Wait to find every feeling that's desperate.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Interlude, where we give our local visionaries a voice. I'm your host, Selena Shimon, and today we're here with local artist, singer, songwriter, Yanji. She is based out of Toronto, Ontario, and is absolutely killing the game right now with her extraordinary vocals that I am so infatuated with, and her talented writing abilities that give every woman who is listening to her music a fresh sense of confidence and beauty. And ironically, tonight, her single Sad Shorty is dropping at midnight, and I hope you guys all tune in for the talent she presents. But enough of me. Yanji, tell me about how you came to be Yanji.
Wow, okay. It's actually kind of a long story. I feel like everything in my life is a long story. Oh my gosh. But long story short, so before I became an artist in 2020, and I dropped my first single Teaser in February of that year. So when I first dropped my single, I went by Lade, and that was just a shortcut of my first name. So Debo has my first name. So it was just Lade, like Ladebra.
So I love it.
Right? People actually really loved it. But then I don't know, as I started to grow as an artist, it just started to grow off me. And I felt like it was time to move on to something that felt more personalized, something that felt more, I don't know, something that felt closer to me and more unique. Because you know what the thing is too? There were a lot of artists already named Lade, which, I mean, I don't know how I didn't see that before I chose a name. But yeah, so Yanji is actually my middle name. So it's part of a longer name, and it's Anyan Jimbui. So Yanji's in there. I just took it out and I'm like, okay, this is my artist name. Cause my mom sometimes calls me Yanji, or just Nyanji. Yeah. So I don't know, as stuff started happening in my life, tragedies and stuff like that, I just wanted to feel closer to who I actually was instead of like creating a name. So I just took a nickname out of my middle name. And
a name close to home. I love it.
Close to home. Kill me.
But being an artist who started putting themselves out there during the pandemic, how was that for you? First challenges versus advantages? How everything?
Yeah, you know what? I felt that question coming. I'm not going to lie. Because literally, I became an artist in February and then the pandemic dropped. The whole pandemic stuff happened in March. So I'm not going to lie, it's been really hard. And it started off really rocky. And I think even I still have rocky days until now, like almost 2 years later. But I don't know. I think the biggest thing for me was just the social media presence. I just didn't have it in me to, you know, to have that presence. And like a lot of people are like, jump on it. This is the best time to get on social media and like put yourself out there, because the pandemic had just started. It was fresh. People were looking for content online. Like YouTube was growing, TikTok was growing. So it was just the perfect time to jump in. But I wasn't ready and I wasn't going to force it. So I think for me, 2020, after I dropped those two songs, Teaser and Wavy, I was kind of just like, okay, I'm just going to take a break. Like, I know it was a short start, but it was during a really rough time for a lot of people, including myself. So aside from that, I think the social media presence was really the main thing, because it really took away a lot of opportunities for me. And even just performing, like I've never performed until this is my first interview. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there of course.
So many came later, but that's okay. But yeah, it was challenging, but here we are. So
it's kind of ironic though, because the 2020 pandemic kind of created a social anxiety felt by a lot of people, but at the same time, everyone capitalized off social media because that's all people were doing. So yeah. it's kind of funny how you merged the two and made it into something so beautiful. And everyone who is listening, I want all of you guys to go follow Yanji. Yanji, drop your at right now.
Oh, it's at Yanji Baby, Y-A-N-D-J-I Baby.
I know, amazing content, amazing vocals, and all around just amazing.
I'm happy that you brought up the topic of social media, because it's such a controversial topic these days, whether it's assisting artists in their growth, or is it a tool against artists in their growth? And I kind of wanted to pick your brain about that and what you think.
To be honest, I feel like you kind of just have to learn how to play with social media. The main thing really is to put yourself out there and be consistent. I think for me personally, I don't really believe that like Instagram has just, it's just in the dumps right now. I think, I don't know if it's before it was bought by Facebook. I don't know at which point, but Instagram used to be like a lot more fun. Like you could just post your pictures and enjoy, have a good time. But now it's all about likes, comments, because Instagram, you know, has an algorithm where they push bigger pages and stuff like that. So it is harder when you're an artist who has a smaller following. But the way I see it, it's engagement over followers. You know what I mean?
And of course,
at the end of the day, you'll have pages who have 10K plus followers and like they'll have the same type of engagement as someone who has, I don't know, 500 followers. So it's really about the engagement at the end of the day. If your followers are interacting with you, that's really what's important to me, at least now. Because for me personally, I do think that sometimes social media can be against artists. Especially when you're not popular, you know what I mean? You kind of just, you just have to grow. You have to grow a support system. You have to grow a fan base and you have to grow a following for yourself. So that's what it is. But I think for me, I've just been trying to enjoy the growth. You know what I mean? Like it, even if it's progress is progress, the way I see it. Progress is progress, whether it's slow, whether it's medium, whether it's fast, progress is progress. And I personally, I'm not all crazy about going viral, all that kind of stuff. It's definitely been rocky, but I'm starting to look at it in a different way where I'm kind of like, okay, whoever supports, whoever doesn't, like, that's not my business, it's theirs, you know?
And like, I like how you said that you're just trying to enjoy the process, because I do feel like a lot of local artists struggle in that process of blowing up, where you're kind of caught in the middle between not necessarily going viral, but still having a fan base and a following. So where do you find motivation in kind of that gray area of your process?
Oh man. I'm not going to lie to you, you know, I struggle myself. I definitely have, like, the past few days, my anxiety has been through the roof. Like, I was supposed to drop a song, like, 2 weeks ago, and then I just kept pushing it, just because I wasn't satisfied. I kept wanting to change things. So I really do feel like I'm kind of just, like, up and down. But in terms of how I try to stay motivated, I've been trying to do this one thing lately where I'll like follow a weekly planner. This is pretty recent, but I think that it's been really helping me. It's been really keeping me motivated. And to see kind of just like my social media presence specifically growing lately, it pushes me even more to music, manifest it, all that good stuff. Because honestly, like, the main thing for me is I feel like motivation is one thing, but you need to stay grounded. So motivation is nothing without discipline. Like if I'm not able to discipline myself, that motivation will trump it so quickly. Like it's nobody's business. So I just try to stay disciplined. And I think with a planner, with setting alarms and like setting reminders on your phone, stuff like that. Again, I struggle. So like, I'm not even trying to like act like I have it all together. I don't. Like.
So I'm actually happy that you brought up the topic of social media algorithms, because as we both know, TikTok has blown up the scene for social medias. Mm-hmm. It brings so many people together, and it also blows up individuals who range from dancing to cooking to singing. Mm-hmm. And it could be used for as a really useful tool for an artist like you. But there's also the side of TikTok, as everyone knows, where their algorithm promotes people who are already created a substantial platform for themselves and weaves out individuals through people of color, the LGBTQ plus community, and so many more individuals who have the potential to really showcase their talents. So how do you feel about that as not only an artist, but a female artist of color?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm not going to lie. That's really a tough one because it's like, it's a really great platform. It's a really great platform, but I have definitely found myself kind of straying away from putting content out there with the thought that like, it's not going to be really pushed. I'm a smaller page. You know, I think even just outside of being a smaller page, like you mentioned, being a woman of color who is an artist, who is fairly small, I'm going to be bigger one day. Like, I'll say that right now.
Of course. Of course, manifest that 24/7.
Yeah. But the main thing I really have to say about that is it is frustrating. It's definitely really frustrating, but I could sit here all day and be frustrated about that and a million other things. You know what I mean? It's not really, I just don't understand. I don't understand a lot of things. And it's crazy because I remember I was watching... I was on TikTok and I think it was on Instagram and I saw someone post a TikTok and the TikTok was essentially just showing that if you hashtag white supremacy and you hashtag Black Lives Matter, it'll flag the content if you hashtag Black Lives Matter. And so I don't know. I just think that like when it comes to being not only Black, but just a Black woman, I'm always going to face adversities. No matter what. And so, you know, TikTok is smaller than any adversity that I've ever faced. So it's like, it's not going to stop me. You know what I mean? I feel like once I find my niche on TikTok, I'm just going to go and not really pay attention to that stuff. Cause there's always going to be powers and stuff against you. But I'm just trying to just like walk past through things, just get past them, get through them, because challenges are just going to keep presenting themselves. What am I going to do? You know, stop. Because really and truly, if I quit, then what would I be doing? What else would I be really doing with my life? Like, I really can't see anything else. So I don't know, you know, all I have to say is just that's TikTok's loss. That's really TikTok's loss.
Of course. Of course. I loved that answer. It was beautiful. And like you even mentioned, like, the negativity it brings. And like, personally, this is a very personal question. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with any negativity and hate that's brought your way? Because people are judgmental these days. People are spiteful and it's always easier to hate than be nice. And as an artist who is trying to find it in them to keep going through this journey, how do you overcome that?
People are miserable. People are miserable. And like they say, misery loves company, you know? I feel like when I first started as an artist versus now, the growth that has come with kind of just like brushing off certain things is like, I'm proud of myself. You know what I mean? Cause in the beginning, I would literally like have time. Like I would answer DMs and cuss you out right back. Okay. But now I'm just kind of like I'll just ignore it. Like I just won't answer. For the most part, it's gonna go in my what's it called? Pending requests anyways. So I don't even have to pay any mind. And I kind of just have to remind myself that. I remember like when my first single dropped, there was this Toronto page that had posted me and there was so much hate in the comments. Literally people from the city, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't really say if it's gotten better or gotten worse because I'm still feeling things out. I'm still growing and I'm still, you know, I'm seeing more Toronto people listening to my music. Before it was mainly like Montreal, Ottawa and stuff like that, or even like outside of Canada. But yeah, like they had posted me and there was so much hate from Toronto people to whom like some of them came in my DMs like to cuss me out because they felt like I couldn't sing or they felt like I should just not quit my day job. And they felt like they had to voice it, right? But there was a few weirdos who would follow me also. You know what I mean? They'd DM me, cussing me or insulting me, and then they follow me. So I'm like, okay, well, pick a side. You know what I mean? And it tells you people are fans. People are fans of yours, and they'll never admit it because they'd rather just hate on you. That's what I'm saying. People are miserable. Like, now I'm kind of just like, my biggest enemy right now is myself. You know, on those days when I just need to remind myself who I am, that's at the end of the day what counts for me, like how I feel about myself, how I see myself. Obviously I always let outside like opinions from friends, advice more so, feedback, criticism, like that's always open from the people who truly know me. But like people who don't, they don't really add any type of value to my life. So I'm kind of just like, now I just brush it off. I'm like, hey, well, what do you think about yourself? I think I'm great. So
with being like a social media influencer at this point, the platform you have influencer. Is amazing. Of course, okay. I'm going to call you that. Of course. Okay.
Let's go with it.
We're manifesting all 2022. But with being a social media influencer and having that platform, have you ever viewed it as a safety concern for your own life, just being public and trying to grow?
I think that on social media, especially, I want to say mainly when you're growing, when you're an artist, when you're attractive, like a whole bunch of molded into one, you attract certain type of energies, right? And it's not always good energy, unfortunately. So, you know, I feel like for me personally, I'm not going to even go into things, but, you know, I do have a few people from my past that, like, I would just, I wish, like, what's the word? Like, forget I ever existed. Like, I don't even know what the word would be. Unremember me. I don't even know. But like,
I love
and
it.
So with social media, as I'm trying to grow, in addition to that, it's like, okay, well, you can't really have both. You just have to be careful. Like, you have to be careful. And me, I personally, I'm speaking from somebody who did get hacked in the past. Last year in October, I got hacked, and it was really just on some BS. Definitely my own mistake, but I've been targeted a lot by a lot of pages who attempted to hack me, or would just kind of, you know, I used to get contacted by people in my DMs who would say some stuff like, oh, I know so-and-so about you, right? I can't even go into it, but like, be like, I know so-and-so about you. And like, some of it was true. So I'm just like, oh, what the, we're okay. And they're behind a fake page, but it's like, you have to keep your cool and, you know, just block them or do whatever you need to do to, report them or whatever the case might be. Cause I know for me, like when I got hacked, after I got hacked, somebody created a fake page of me, literally stealing my at name and adding an X at the end. You know what I mean? And you kind of just wonder like, who are these people? Who is behind this? And because I'm also not just on Instagram, like before in the past, I was a lot more active on YouTube and stuff like that. And so on YouTube, I would kind of post about my life sometimes, but like not the depths of it, kind of just like funny stories that people can laugh at or relate to for the most part about past relationships and whatnot. And that got me in a lot of trouble. Like I almost got jumped.
Oh no.
Yeah, but nobody's name was mentioned in the video, but the person who saw it felt a way. And so, you know, she pulled up in the parking lot. So you never know who's watching you out there. So you just want to be careful, but like, you also want to live your life. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to find that balance.
And like, at that point, you really have to wonder, it's like, you have nothing better to do.
You have nothing better to do. Like, you absolutely have nothing better to do. You are a fag, but you just won't admit it. Like, no. How does someone sit there and watch me on YouTube and they don't like me? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense, but...
Of course. And there's just so many things in like an artist's life that just don't make sense. And for you having to persevere through that and the tactics you use, it's so impressive beyond the naked eye, because no one truly knows what you're going through except you. And to have to go through that and also present yourself on platforms as Yonji and the artist you are and the creativity you bring to people, it's a lot. And you know, you have your own mechanisms, you have your own tools. And what tools would you say that you used helped you kind of go through all of that and still remain Yanji and still being you?
Oh man, I think honestly, I'm still figuring that out. There's different things that I pick up on the way. And I want to say one of the main things for me that I've noticed has, you know, kind of helped me stay grounded. And it's probably about to sound mad corny right now, but it's okay. Breathing. Like, listen, I can't even tell you how much of a difference that makes. Like, it could really make a difference in your day. Breathing, I know for me, praying has really kept me grounded. But just outside of religion, outside of, you know, stuff that are just, that can be a little too complicated, or that can cause you to have to think a little too much, or that really don't feel natural at the moment, breathing has really held me down. People really underestimate that. People really underestimate breathing exercises, and there's a lot of power in that. There's really a lot of power in that. It's really been helping me.
The simplicity in that is so beautiful, because some people just don't find other coping mechanisms feasible. Like others are going on 7-kilometer runs or sitting and meditating for 2 hours. And personally, I could not sit with my thoughts for 2 hours. So it's so refreshing to hear you say that breathing just helps, and being aware that you're in the present and you're doing your thing. You have a single dropping tonight at midnight, literally in 4 hours. How do you feel?
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I can't. Wow. I don't even know how to feel right now, because like I was saying earlier, So the last time I dropped a single was August of 2020. August of 2020. So
wow.
Like even saying that out loud is so crazy to me. But I feel relieved. Just because I have been working on this song since January of last year. And this song actually came to me at a time when I was just like so vulnerable. So my dad passed away in November of 2020. And so I had basically gone out of the country to bury him in Congo. And when I came back in January, it kind of just felt like, wow, okay. So you literally just have to carry on with your life. You know what I mean? Like, people are still doing what they need to do. People are still, you know, going on with their daily lives. And so I was feeling kind of alone, and not just alone, but lonely. So that's just the thing too. Sometimes you can be alone, but you don't even feel lonely. Like, I love my alone time. I think a little too much even. At that time I really felt the most vulnerable, and I really felt like I needed to be surrounded. And then, there was this particular one boy, and he was, you know, I just wanted to be held. And so that's really, I just wanted to create something that's like, that shows, you know, what it looks like when a baddie is sad, you know? So, but if, I feel relieved. I want to say I feel relieved. I'm excited. I use that very lately, because like, I feel like I'm more scared than excited, just because I just don't know what's next, because, you know, there was some talks about a big video very soon. I get kind of scared of planning stuff. I get scared of planning stuff because there's always some stuff that just goes wrong. But yeah, I would say I'm excited. Like, I'm really, really happy about people's response. Like, that feels so good for me, because I have been working on this forever. The amount of studio sessions, the amount of late nights, people don't see the background work. They just see the results, you know? They just see the results. So they don't know how tough it is, and like everything that went into creating, everything that went into putting stuff together, perfecting stuff. So I'm definitely feeling satisfied so far.
Oh, everyone, no one sees the mud. They only see the flowers. That's one thing I will say. And the fact that you're tying in sadness and confidence and letting people know that, you know, it's okay to be sad sometimes. We're all human and you can still be a baddie and be sad. And I feel like that overall message is so amazing just for women and for anyone to hear, because everyone needs that. Everyone needs to be reminded that, like, you know, it's all right to be sad. It's all right to be in your feels for a bit. And, you know, you grow from that. And with that, to your creative process, how would you say you start that? Because I know a lot of artists just don't even know where to start when it comes to creating a song or an album, an EP or a video and anything. And you've touched on a lot of aspects where you have had a video, you have had a single before. So where do you start? What's your pinpoint there?
Okay. So at the very beginning, like when I first started, the way that it worked for me was that I had access to, you know, working with a producer. And so I always had access to beats and like sounds that I could use and kind of play with. And so that's actually, usually what will happen is that I'll kind of just like freestyle a melody when I hear a beat, whatever comes to mind. I'll kind of just freestyle it and then follow a melody without the words. Like you could be humming, you could be saying words that aren't words, and then record it. The minute I catch a melody that I like, I'll turn on my voice memo. Wow, me and my phone are actually best friends. I hate to say it, but we're actually like, we're really tight because my phone and I have, we've been through a lot. The amount of voice memos that are in my phone right now for music. But yeah, the minute I hear a beat and I like the beat, I try to come up with the melody around it. And if I like the melody, I turn on that voice memo right away, start recording it, and then I'll go back later to listen to it. If I can find words that go in there, I'll definitely use that. I'll even sometimes use websites that help you with rhyming and stuff like that. Like if I ever have writer's block or something, Rhyme Zones is a really nice one. So that one has helped me in times when I'm just like, honestly, like I wanted to, because sometimes the thing is too, you don't always want to rhyme your lyrics and like be extra with it. Sometimes it's nice when stuff just flows. But when you add a lyric that's, it has the same type of connotation or the same type of sound or pronunciation, but it's words that don't even rhyme, it gives that illusion, you know what I mean? So I try to think of words like that, and if I'm stuck, I'll use different tools. Sometimes my girls really hold me down. Like they'll come up with lyrics or they'll come up with harmonies and be like, fit this here. Like with Sad Shorty, my girl stayed up with me all day so that we can record it at home before we went to the studio so I could save my money.
I love it.
They're not cheap.
Oh, no, definitely not.
They're not cheap. And it's obviously quality over quantity. So you invest in that. You invest in yourself and you keep going. And the results, you know, I've liked my results so far. So I'm just going to keep going with this process. I know that one thing that I want to mention too is that now I kind of just, if I think of a melody, even if there's no beat, I'll try to work backwards, like work on finding a beat that fits the melody. Just cause I don't have a producer that I just go to, that could kind of just be sending me beats and stuff. But luckily enough, some people just send me beats, you know? So some producer would just be like, yo, I like your voice. I want to send you beats. See if you can work with that. Just like, okay.
I like, love it.
So lucky. So blessed.
I know that's so much support and you just feel a nice cushion of support, but do you ever find the support overwhelming at times?
Wow. That's a really good question. You know, I find it overwhelming when it just gets a little weird. Like, you know, I'm not allowed to say this. Well, sometimes people will like hit you up in the DMs and like confess their love for you, and it's just like, I'm talking like in love. Just like, it's like, okay, thanks. Like, you know, and it's like you appreciate it because this is someone who is supporting you, but you kind of also kind of feel like, okay, well, I have to set a boundary here. How do I do that? You know what I mean? Because it's like, you're a supporter. I've never met you in real life. Like, I promise you're not in love with me. I promise you. Oh my gosh, let me just stop.
I love it. I truly love it. And I feel like it is hard to set boundaries with, as an artist, because you're so likable. You're still trying to keep that support and trying to keep the fan base. But at the same time, being in that position, I bet it feels weird sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
No, I love that. What advice would you give, whether it is yourself, another local artist that's just starting out, or any artist that's looking for a reason to keep going and keep pushing through the middle area of blowing up and just starting out?
So just to put it simply, this is one thing that I always try to remind myself. It's just don't stop. Don't stop. Just keep going. Because, you know, as corny as it might sound, it's like when you remind yourself that you're doing this for you, and not for other people, because usually we become doctors for our parents, we become lawyers for our parents, you know what I mean? But usually when you get into the arts, it's usually for you. I mean, that I'm just saying, like, for the most part, I could be wrong, but there's always, you know, different and special cases and stuff like that. But like, you have to remind yourself that you're doing this for you. And in those days when you feel like, okay, no, like I can't do this anymore, tell yourself, okay, well, if I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing? If you can think of something, then reconsider, like tap into that other something. But if you really genuinely cannot think of anything else, then you already know. You already know that you need to keep going. You need to keep going. Because the truth is, you could end up winning tomorrow, you know? Your whole life could change tomorrow. And so what does it look like when you gave up the day before? So I just know that this is what I try to tell myself. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't see much wrong with saying that to someone else, because relatively, this is something that's pretty general. Like, this is something that you can use in any type of profession, or you can use in any type of dream that you have to be successful. And you know, I'm obviously, my own journey and everybody's journey is different, but you just have to remind yourself that you're doing this for you. And if you can't think of anything else that you'd rather be doing, then you know what's up. You know what's up. So yeah.
It was beautiful. I love that. And I know any local artist listening to this needed to hear that, because it's hard to find that within yourself sometimes, hearing mm-hmm. that from another fellow local artist. Mm-hmm. You're all in this together and you're all pushing through this together. Exactly. I love that so much. And that concludes our segment of the interlude for tonight. We were joined by the amazing Yanji. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Selena. This was so much fun. And thanks for having me.
I love it. Do not forget, everyone, follow her on Instagram at Yanji Baby, YANDJI Baby, and listen to her new single that dropped today, Sad Shorty. I hope all of you enjoy it, and I hope all of you enjoyed the insights that she gave us tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm.